Talking this morning about inattentive drivers. Oh, they're just not paying any attention. Maybe focusing on their makeup. Some maybe shaving, eating, what have you. Tons of different things people do while they're driving, and they end up getting in accidents. In fact, the state of Kansas has filed 145,990 accidents attributed to inattentive drivers between 2001 and 2005. That's 80 crashes a day caused by people not paying attention while they drive. So now there's this task force that we're all scared of, and they're looking into the idea of maybe there should be a law against people who don't pay attention while they drive. So we'll share some more of your thoughts at 539-9750 or 238-0975 on the old inattentive drivers. What do you think?
Have you ever seen anybody reading a newspaper while driving down the street? That's scary.
Yeah.
I've seen people reading paperbacks. I've seen people reading newspapers. I admit, now I've gone down the street and had a map in my lap, but
right,
I've never
been
so bored driving that I had to read a newspaper.
Yeah, I've never seen that. The worst thing I've seen is probably just people put like women putting on their makeup.
Yeah, I've seen that plenty of times.
Or guys shaving, you know.
No, I haven't seen anybody shaving.
Well,
an electric razor.
Yeah, if you have an electric razor, you can pull that off. Yeah. But yeah, I haven't seen the newspaper one yet. That's a little frightening. Yeah, I get away from that guy pretty quick.
Yeah, I've actually been passed by somebody driving while reading a paperback.
Ouch, that makes you feel like a loser, huh?
So they're wondering, okay, you think you're that kind of expert and that you're so bored driving that you have to find another activity.
Eh?
That's pretty bad.
Thanks for calling in, man.
All right.
We'll see you later. 539-9750 or 238-0975. People just don't pay attention when they drive. Go ahead.
I have a driving problem. Here's my problem. When I'm driving and everybody's behind me, I don't care what's going on. But when I'm behind everybody else, I have extreme road rage, and I don't know what to do about it.
just watching other people drive, or they're not going fast enough for you, or what causes your road rage?
If you know what, there's only one thing. I'm sure everybody has some things on the road that bother them. There's just one thing that I got to get off my chest, and it's the 100 feet before a turn, you put your turn signal on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're waiting to make a turn and there's somebody just la, 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 and they just take forever, and then 5 feet before they turn, they put their turn signal on.
Yeah.
I could have been to the, get a hamburger or something before, like, minutes ago, and, yeah, if I calculated all that time in my entire lifetime and how much time I waste doing that.
Yeah. You know, the turn signal thing, it bothers me more when there's someone coming from the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they turn their turn signal on the last second. I'm waiting to turn left or something. It's like, you son of a bitch. I could have turned a minute earlier, but you didn't turn them on.
Exactly. I
yeah.
know people calculate how long you're on the toilet for your whole life, how long you're in the bathroom, all that stuff. Imagine the time to calculate how long you wait for other people. The irony is, you know, you screw up when you drive, and so does everybody else. Yet everybody complains about everybody, and then everybody complains about everybody. It's a double standard.
Yeah, it's a vicious cycle.
It's crazy.
We'll never break it, man.
Just wait till we all go in space. We're going to be bumping each other out there, and there's plenty of room out there to do whatever you want.
There'll still be trouble. Still be. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling, and stay the hell away from me on the road.
You got it, man.
See you later.
Right. Bye.